On our January the 28th or 7th or whatever it was date this year, we had intended to mark the 55th anniversary of the launch of the first chimpanzee into space. This occurred in 1961, January the 31st. It was a suborbital flight in a Mercury, as a test of the Mercury spacecraft that was later to launch Alan Shepard, Gus Grissom and others into space. And the suborbital flight reached a height of 155 miles, as they said it in those days. And as I said, that happened 55 years ago on January the 31st. Well, this evening we're going to finally catch up with that. And we'll kick out with a song which is called Ham the Space Monkey. And it's by Ray Allen and the Embers. Now, of course, Ham was not a monkey. He was a chimpanzee. But they say that in the song, that he was a chimpanzee, but the song is called Ham the Space Monkey. So here we go, from 1961, Ray Allen and the Embers.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are at Cape Canaveral to witness the launching of the capsule containing Ham, the little chimpanzee. But first, we'd like to tell you something about him.
They took him from the jungle and they brought him here just to take a ride up through the stratosphere. Well, he's about the smartest little chimpanzee. He imitates and tries to talk like you and me. Of course, all this to him was just a mystery. They told him someday he'd go down in history. Well, he was such an actor, so they called him Ham. He was gonna take the risk instead of man. Now look, you guys, I want 500 bananas for this job, see? Yeah. They put him in a capsule like a rocket ship. He didn't mind at all, he just enjoyed the trip. Sailing through the air with the greatest of ease. He never traveled faster through no jungle trees. To tell the truth, I'm frightened. A real proud American from outer space. He surely is a credit to the monkey race. The moral of the story you can plainly see. Some humans ain't as smart as a chimpanzee.
Ladies and gentlemen, the capsule has now safely returned to Earth. In a moment, we will hear the voice of the first monkey to conquer space. And here he is now. How about a few words, Ham?
Well, really, darling, it's been a most tiring trip. I think I'll go to my room now and rest.
Well, they don't seem to write comedy songs anymore, do they? Anyway, let's go to the press conference that was held immediately after the mission. Before the capsule was recovered and before they knew that Ham was safe and well. So this was held at the Kennedy Space Center just after this suborbital mission, which lasted about a quarter of an hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, this test that has just been completed was we would regard as a successful test. Again, I'd like to comment upon the excellence of the team effort involving the launch team, the range here, the McDonnell Aircraft Corporation's launch preparation team, NASA's own people here, and the task force under Admiral Hillies that is in the process now of chasing the capsule. We feel that we, in this test, have gotten a lot of R&D information, very valuable information. We will not know all the details until we have a chance to see the records and until we see the capsule. And we hope we'll see the capsule. It was at last seen floating very well, holding its flotation. And Admiral Hillies will talk about this in more detail. Also, as you know, this test had the first animal passenger in the production McDonald capsule. And Dr. Mosley, here on my left, will speak to this in a few minutes. This test also had, for the first time, a closed-loop automatic abort system aboard. As will be brought out here, because of a somewhat high performance of the Redstone booster and this closed-loop abort system, we got an unusually high capsule velocity, which carried it further downrange than we had expected. This high velocity performance of the booster will be discussed by Dr. Debus. This capsule also had aboard for the first time in a production capsule test the landing bag system, which apparently, from the downrange reports, worked successfully.
As far as we see, there should be no problem with the recovery, and the preferred plan is, upon recovery, to deliver the premate after, of course, he has been inspected on retrieving aboard the ship with the veterinarian people and the doctors from NASA who are present on the ships, who will be taken to Grand Bahamas Island.
We are quite happy with the success of this shot. I only have just one or two comments because we have data to examine yet. The animal performed as we expected all the way. We got good quality signals all the way to loss of signal. And I think that I should limit my comments to that right now.
Beg your pardon, sir?
We know if the chimpanzee is alive.
Question is, do we know if the chimpanzee is alive? I think I can answer that question. While we got telemetry, the chimp was performing as we expected, and that's all we know. What kind of G-force did the animal have? Do you have a number on that, Mr. Gilruth?
Preliminary numbers from the displays in the control central indicate that he got about a maximum of 7 times gravity during the launch and about 12 times gravity during the reentry.
Question is, what is the chimpanzee's name? And it was animal subject number 65. Question, Major Mosley, is what do we mean by performed as expected? Did he, in fact, move the lever and turn the light off?
Well, as you may imagine, I was quite busy because I was monitoring with Dr. Stanley White from NASA. I was monitoring the physiological data at one end of the room and the performance data on the other end of the room. I think all I can say is that when I was present to see the recorder myself, and when one other gentleman was watching it for me, we did not observe a shock, and the animal got the blue light 2 times to my personal knowledge and got it just exactly right, well within a response rate.
Both the Soviet Union and the United States sent animals into space, first on suborbital flights and later on orbital flights. For example, in 1957, in November of that year, Sputnik 2 was launched with the dog Laika. And then in August of 1960, in a test of the Vostok spacecraft, Belka and Strelka were placed into orbit. And on the 18th orbit, the capsule was returned and the two space dogs later produced healthy puppies. But most of the world attention was on the Americans and their tests with the Mercury capsule. They followed that flight, which was called Mercury Redstone 2, with Mercury Atlas 5, launched on an Atlas rocket. This was orbital, and the chimpanzee was Enos. And that happened in 1961, November the 29th. It made 2 orbits rather than 3 planned. As I said, that's 55 years ago, and we'll hopefully cover that in one of our November programs. Well, we now have another musical interlude with a fictional tale of a monkey sent into space by the Soviet Union. It's called Space Monkey, and it's by John Prime, and it was sung in 2012. 2007. And, yes, here we go with it now.
This song about a monkey that the Russians put into space in the 50s. And they forgot about him, and he didn't come down until the 90s, when there wasn't any Soviet Union left. So after twirling around there for all those years, he was at least, at the very least, he was expecting maybe a parade or something when he got home. Needless to say, he was disappointed. This is called a Space Monkey.
Space monkey, space monkey, what you doing up there? Why it's dark as a dungeon way up in the air? Come gather around me, you little monkeys, and a story I'll tell about a brave young primate outer space knew him well. He was born at the top of a big old tree way back in 1953. He could swing through the jungle and hang by his toes till he took him to Russia, cause he could, I suppose. Dressed him up in a space suit and it started to snow. Shot him off in a rocket where no man would go. Space monkey, what you doing up there? Why it's dark as a dungeon way up in the air? There'll be no one to greet you when you get back home. With no hammer or sickle, you'll be all on your own. He had plenty of Cuban bananas and loads of Spam, but he found great difficulty trying to open the can. One day he slipped on a banana peel and the ship lost control. It spun out of orbit and shot out the black hole. It's been 4 decades now. That's 9 monkey years.
It's a long time for a space monkey to confront all his fears.
Space monkey, what you doing up there? Why it's dark as a dungeon way up in the air? There'll be no one to greet you when you get back home. Or no hammer or sickle, or you'll be all on your own. Space monkey, it's time to get real. The space race is over, how does it feel? Cold War's had a heat wave, iron curtains torn down. They've rolled up the carpet in Space Monkey Town. Now Leningrad is Petersburg, and Petersburg's hell for a card-carrying monkey with a story to tell.
The space monkey was reportedly last sighted about a half a block off of Red Square in a karaoke bar having a few drinks with some of his friends. There was the dog that flew Sputnik and a blind red-headed one-legged parrot who had done some minor research for Dow Chemical. They were drinking American vodka imported all the way from Paducah, Kentucky. And reportedly had their arms around each other's shoulders singing, "Those were the days, my friend, we thought they'd never end."
Space monkey, there's nothing to do. But it's better than living in a communist zoo. There'll be no one to greet you when you get back home. No hammer or sickle, you'll be all on your own.
Yes, all on your own. It's 50 years ago today that Neil Armstrong, who many people remember as being the first man on the moon, Neil Armstrong and his partner David Scott nearly died. Yes, this was in 1966 on March the 16th. Neil Armstrong and David Scott were launched in Gemini 8, and they completed 6.5 revolutions in flight, lasting 10 hours, 41 minutes, and 26 seconds. They achieved the first docking between a manned spacecraft and an unmanned space vehicle. That's the Gemini Agena target vehicle. But the experiment ended prematurely when a thruster in the Gemini malfunctioned, causing the combined spacecraft to spin. They very nearly blacked out, but Neil Armstrong was able to regain control. They thought at first it was a problem with the target vehicle, but it turned out to be their own Gemini spacecraft. After separating the spacecraft, the astronauts made a safe return to Earth. So, there we are. 50 years ago, Gemini 8, Armstrong and Scott nearly died. Both of those two later went on to walk on the moon.